The Cuomo administration has defended the use of state dollars to boost upstate's economy through investments, including the Buffalo Billion. During Cuomo's most recent visit to Western New York, the question was asked, might the state consider investing to attract a private business into One Seneca Tower? Howard Zemsky, president and CEO of Empire State Development, stood by Cuomo and expressed his belief there is still a chance to bring new life into One Seneca Tower.
It's a question on what is the plan, how much private capital is going into it, how many jobs are associated with it. That really has a lot to do with what the state's role might be.
Zemsky is urging patience. He points out that the building may be just a shell of what it used to be, but it's not hurting overall economic redevelopment.
The way Buffalo's going, you would expect over time that people will step up and make some offers to buy the building. You're starting to see some of that activity. Buffalo has done amazingly well, even while that building hasn't done particularly well. So it's not like it's been in our way.
Zemsky was asked if he is concerned that the only bidders for the building are what were described as real estate bottom feeders. That drew this response from Governor Cuomo.
Have you ever seen Howard look concerned?
Buyer is still sought for One Seneca Tower, which used to be the corporate headquarters for the former Marine Midland Bank. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.